8. The second or system stage. When an entire system becomes settled in life, a new order of government is inaugurated. The planetary sovereigns become members of the system conclave, and this new administrative body, subject to the veto of the Constellation Fathers, is supreme in authority. Such a system of inhabited worlds becomes virtually self-governing. The system legislative assembly is constituted on the headquarters world, and each planet sends its 10 representatives there too. Courts are now established on the system capitals, and only appeals are taken to the universe headquarters. With the settling of the system, the assigned sentinel, representative of the super universe supreme executive, becomes the volunteer advisor to the system's supreme court and actual presiding officer of the new legislative assembly. After the settling of an entire system in light and life, the system sovereigns will no more come and go. Such a sovereign remains perpetually at the head of his system. The assistant sovereigns continue to change as in former ages. During this epoch of stabilization, for the first time Midsoniters come from the universe headquarters worlds of their sojourn to act as counselors to the legislative assemblies and advisors to the adjudicational tribunals. These Midsoniters also carry on certain efforts to inculcate new moda meanings of supreme value into the teaching enterprises which they sponsor jointly with the Finileaders. What the material suns did for the mortal races biologically, the Midsonite creatures now do for these unified and glorified humans in the ever-advancing realms of philosophy and spiritualized thinking. On the inhabited worlds, the teacher sons become voluntary collaborators with the Finileaders. And these same teacher sons also accompany the Finileaders to the mansion worlds when those spheres are no longer to be utilized as differential receiving worlds after an entire system is settled in light and life. At least this is true by the time the entire constellation has thus evolved. But there are no groups that far advanced in Nebadon. We are not permitted to reveal the nature of the work of the Finileaders who will supervise such rededicated mansion worlds. You have, however, been informed that there are throughout the universe's various types of intelligent creatures who have not been portrayed in these narratives. And now, as the systems one by one become settled in light by virtue of the progress of their component worlds, the time comes when the last system in a given constellation attains stabilization, and the universe administrators, the Master Sun, the Union of Days, and the Bright and Morning Star, arrive on the capital of the constellation to proclaim the Most Highs the unqualified rulers of the newly perfected family of 100 settled systems of inhabited worlds.